Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Life and Times of Stiff, the podcast. On today's show, the General Hospital tribute to John Riley and Sean Donnelly. It aired last Friday, and there are so many things to talk about. How the show paid tribute to someone who was part of the foundation for so many years, the appearance of John's daughter, Caitlin, as Sean and Tiffany's daughter, Annie, and the many characters coming together to honor someone they regarded so very highly, played by actors who thought even more of their real-life friend and coworker. And the biggest and best surprise for us, Sharon Wyatt as Tiffany in two wonderful phone scenes. So I couldn't talk about all these things without two of my favorite people who John's work put me in touch with, Steph and Georgia. Hello, lovely ladies.
Hello.
Hi. So before we get into this very emotional episode, let's go with some gut reactions. So in one sentence, what did you think of the show? Georgia saw it first out of the three of us, so I'm going to give her the floor.
Sweet. I will basically just condense the tweet that I tweeted on the Twitter that day. It was a great, heartfelt way for family, friends, and fans to celebrate his life.
Absolutely. Steph?
I was the last one to see it, so I'm with Georgia. It was bittersweet. You know, I hated that it had to come to this, but it was nice that they did that, and it was really special to us fans and to his coworkers. So it was nice. I liked it. So.
Okay, that was a run-on sentence, but we're going to accept that. I'm also going to paraphrase what I said on Sharon Wyatt's fan Twitter account. The show got something very, very important, very, very right. And to back that up, that post got almost 2,000 likes. So I think there are a lot of people agreeing with all of our estimations right now. All right, let's get into the episode. The show opens in County Kerry, Ireland, and bagpipes are playing. The funeral service has just ended, and Caitlin Riley gets to speak the episode's first words as Stiff's daughter, now named Annie. Was that a surprise that she's not Anna anymore? She's Annie now?
Nah, not really. On my end.
I guess it's a way of distinguishing her
from Anna.
Anna.
Yeah, now that Anna's back from the dead, so yeah, it would make more sense to name her Annie
again.
Than Anna.
Yes.
Yeah, again.
And then, yes. So then there's Christina Wagner as Felicia, saying everyone who was there really wanted to support her and her mom. And Felicia tells Annie her dad loved her and she was his pride and joy. Right away, that made me so emotional because we all know that's how John felt about Caitlin. We saw her at such a young age at John's fan club luncheons, and we know she was his pride and joy, too. So I'm already tearing up 30 seconds into the show. Were you ladies feeling it from the get-go?
Oh,
absolutely.
Y'all, they killed me.
Yeah.
I'm not a big
crier, but I did have some tears in my eyes. So, yeah.
Okay, then there's a scene between Felicia and Anna, and there's obviously something seriously wrong in Ireland going on between the two of them. As the episode progresses, Mac kind of gently persuades two of Sean's favorite people to resolve their differences because he would have wanted it that way. I think that was a nice touch, and it was a good way of melding the past with whatever is going on the show right now. And then we see the gravestone. It says, Sean Donnelly, husband, father, adventurer, Leach. Now, if you don't know what Leach means, it means warrior or hero in Gaelic. So did you know what Leach meant, ladies?
No.
Nope.
So
that's new info to me.
Yeah,
no,
so
we don't,
warrior
we don't
and
have
hero.
That.
Warrior or hero, do you think that describes him? Well, all of those words, husband, father, adventurer, left. Is that who Sean Donnelly is to you? Yes, okay. And then we see photos. There's Tiffany and Sean, there's Annie and Sean, Sean by himself looking his most devilishly handsome, and of course, Robert, Sean, and Anna. And then there's a scene with Robin and Robert, and Robin's bemoaning not taking the time to come to Ireland to visit with Sean and Tiffany. I think that's like a real life lesson for all of us. We have to see the people we know and love, and maybe now that this pandemic is starting to be over, we can do that on a more regular basis. Does that kind of hit you where you live?
Oh, God, yes.
During the pandemic, because I had some stuff happen with me, so absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. I see my immediate family all the time because I live with them, but it's hard not seeing everyone else that I usually get to see within the year, especially you, Paige, and Steph. I know, Steph, we've never met, and we need to, but... I hope I get to New York sometime soon as well.
You're only 4 hours away this weekend. This past weekend.
I know. I should have stolen the rental car.
Yeah.
That's what the show has taught us. Steal rental cars and go visit people you love.
Seriously. Do it.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a lovely moment with Laura and Monica talking about the service, that the priest was eloquent and Tiffany was so brave and she held it together. Annie tells them that Tiff went with Sean's son Connor to take some of his ashes to spread at Annascaul. And we're thinking, okay, that's how they're going to cover Sharon White's absence. But not so, because Laura, oh wait, am I supposed to say Madam Mayor? She stepped outside for a phone call with Tiffany. And Laura says it's so good to hear her voice, and were truer words ever spoken? I really cracked during this portion. So what did you think? You're hearing Sharon White's voice. What went through you?
I was like, oh, my gosh, she sounds so good. She sounds good, like... She sounds like Sharon, you know, so it was good to hear her voice, so, and that she's doing
really
well, so it was just, I knew it was her. I know some people had their doubts, but I knew it was her, so.
Oh, yeah, immediately, like this whole episode, they kept throwing out the punches, and then all of a sudden, Laura's like, hey, and you're like, oh, no, it is Sharon, oh, no, like the whole time, just crying because it's so good, like Steph said, to see who we could see and then to hear who we could hear, and just immediately knowing that Sharon was doing well and was able to be a part of this in some special way was incredible, and I'm thankful they were able to do it.
I'm to be happy.
Yes, I think so too. I really do. Okay, so while Tiffany's talking, they do some flashback clips. And I think the first one was a total surprise. Now, we used to call that jump-starting a truck battery at the now sadly defunct Donnelly's 3 YouTube channel. It's from a show from February 1988. Were you surprised that they used that?
Yeah, I was surprised it wasn't the wedding clip right away.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Steph?
Yeah, I was surprised they used that one, too. It kind of, it was like, whoa. I'm not Georgia. I thought they would do the wedding first. But
you know what's funny about that is that clip is the first time that Sean and Tiffany ever talked babies. And it seems like there's, like, a symmetry there that they used that. It seems appropriate.
Yeah, that makes
sense. They played it smart and did their research, surprisingly.
Exactly.
I know.
Their research for once.
we're a little stunned that they picked something outside of the wedding milieu, which, of course, we'll get to the wedding milieu. Then they show a clip of Sean with young Robin from the mid-'80s, and she's with Robert and Anna at Robert's townhouse, and that was adorable. And, okay, so then when Tiffany's talking about the time he broke her heart, they show Monica. Now, I know they can't show Jessica Holmes because who cares about Jessica Holmes this many years later? We didn't care about her in 1993. So, you
know.
Goodbye. Literally didn't.
So they had to show somebody from the canvas, somebody why Monica was involved in this. And I have no problem with that. It totally made sense. Go ahead, Georgia.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I also didn't have a problem with it. Like, at first I was like, it's not really true, but it makes sense because Monica is widely known across the General Hospital universe and is recognizable. And, of course, she was also there during the episode, so it just made the most sense.
Right, correct. So then, of course, now they're coming down the stairs of Porter Main Mansion at the wedding from December 1988, and we know and love that and expected that scene to be shown in flashbacks. Okay, so the last thing that happens in that phone call is Tiffany calls Laura her dear, dear friend, and didn't that just remind you of the last scene Sharon had with Emma Sams when Holly was leaving in
1993? Oh, yeah.
Right away, snap, I got it. That is Tiffany. That is our Tiffany. Okay, so we go into finding out that Annie went into the World Security Bureau training program to follow in her father's footsteps. She was kind of in limbo because they hadn't said anything further except to ask about Sean's documents, who they were sending a courier to get them. And Robert and Anna want to see them, and Annie's like, no way. So let's talk about Caitlin Riley. You guys, what did you think of Caitlin Riley playing Annie? Steph?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. She rocked it. I mean, she did awesome. She blew it away. She blew it out of the water.
She did. I agree. Georgia?
Oh, absolutely amazing. Like, she killed it. And when she was becoming so TikTok famous, I was like, I recognize you. And then I looked up her name and I was like, Allison, this is a little embarrassing. You know exactly who that is. So it was awesome to see her acting in live. What am I trying to say? On stage, technically speaking, I mean, on a TV set, as opposed to on TikTok, was really cool too. Just to see her in a different aspect of her life, and also in her dad's footsteps, which I loved on the GH set.
Yeah, it really gives a whole emotional component to the whole show.
Okay, they shouldn't have picked anybody, but they shouldn't have picked any. You know, she needed it. You know, that role was made for her, so that's the way I see it. She's the only one.
Yeah,
that could
she
play
needed it,
anyway.
And we needed it too. She needed it, and we needed it. Okay, so
yeah.
A 10 Little Indians kind of mystery starts with Laura and Monica disappearing, and there were clues. There's the Mexican flag and a toy gun, reminiscent of when Sean was the arms dealer El Patron in Mexico. And Robert says, not one of his finest hours. And you get the flashback of the big cable car fight during the Aztec adventure. This is before Tiffany came back to the show. But that's another one. Like, if you had to pick two flashback episodes that they had to show, one had to be the wedding and one had to be the cable car fight with Robert. Do you guys agree on that?
Yes.
So while
yeah.
we might personally pick different things because we love other things, those are the two things when you think Sean Donnelly, it's like wedding, cable car. So I think, fans might have been disappointed, not all fans, but some fans, that there wasn't more of a traditional memorial service, you know, with characters talking about the person who passed and more flashbacks. But I like the way this mystery played out with Sean's favorite people in the world. Do you agree? Did you want to see more of the funeral, Georgia?
I mean, at first, you know this because we were messaging. I had a little bit of a qualm with the fact that, like, the whole episode wasn't, like, the entire thing wasn't just the tribute. But then I was like, well, you know, this is a show that's on every weekday, so they have other storylines that are going on that I don't know about, and they need to continue and move forward. So those are going to be interjected in there no matter what, because that's just how it operates, you know, for the episode. But then I, like, sat back and I realized, I was like, okay, but the storylines that are happening in current GH was like a blip. Almost the entire episode was the tribute. So I was like, okay, you know what? Those little blips, I'm fine that they happen, because the whole episode just encompassed the John tribute, and I absolutely appreciated they did all that they could do to put it into this episode, and it was really great. I know you're probably going to hear that 1,000 times from me, but after I sat back and was like, yeah, no, they actually did a really good job, and almost the entire episode was dedicated to John, which I appreciated.
Right. Steph, do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I watched it Monday. I watched it Monday. I was a little late to the vlogging, but I was with George. I was like, well, you know, here they go adding these little people in. But then you stop back and you're like, wait a minute. They did this whole episode about John Riley, and how special is that? So you just got to step back and look at it. So, I mean, I like the way they did it and stuff. So, I mean, I think they did a really good job for what they did. So.
Okay, so the mystery goes on, and they have a little Mount Rushmore memento, and, of course, that reminds us all of the when Robert and Anna, Sean, Tiffany, and Duke fought the terrorist group. And then there's another flashback with Felicia and Sean, because we had to have one where she's his princess. That was adorable. Mac disappears, and Robert gets conked on the head. Felicia disappears. And Annie's figuring it out. It's all about the dad. She finds Robert's phone, and then she finds Anna's bag with the magnet, and she knows it's them two. By the way, I knew it was them two. Did you guys know it was them two?
No, I did not. Y'all, I must have had beach brain, because I had just finished walking the beach, came back to the house to, like, watch this episode, and I messaged Paige and was like, how did I not see that coming the whole time? I just thought, oh, this is going to turn into a huge storyline. No. It's the final test. Why did I? It did not click at all. Embarrassingly, it did not click at all.
Okay, so Anna tells her, The last time she says she will not break her oath, that it's spoken like a true agent. She passed her final test. She's an official agent of the WSB, and she gets her dad's badge number 2661. Yay! And then, we think we've seen or heard all we're going to from Sharon, but then Annie goes outside, and there's a phone call with Annie and her mom, and it's like, oh, my God.
Why? Why did they have to do that to us?
How special is that?
It was so special, and Tiffany telling her dad's going to be watching over her and loving her, and she needs to feel his love, and it's doubly emotional because it's Sharon talking to Caitlin about John,
right,
and we're
exactly
all feeling that. We're just feeling
you
it.
You said it. because you know that's what she would do. That's how she would tell her, talk to her. It was really touching. And I'm glad they included that in the show.
Yeah. And Sharon was awesome. Oh, my God. She's so Tiffany. Okay, so the last part of the scene is Robert talking about Sean and how he made everybody laugh through thick and thin, and there's our big wedding vows flashback that we knew was coming with Sean cracking up and everybody cracking up. We knew that was coming. And he says, goodbye, old friend. I am so going to miss you till we meet again. Make God hold you in the palm of his hand. And again, you know, we know how close Tristan and John were, and it just compounds the whole emotion. You're just crying extra.
You can see it in his eyes. You know, you can see it in his eyes. Him and Florianus, you can see it.
Definitely. In everybody's eyes. Through the whole show, it was like that. Most especially with Caitlin and with Tristan, totally, totally seeing it. And it's like the lines are blurred. And that's what was so special about the show and the people on it all those years ago. They were family. We were family by extension, and they were close in real life. And that's why all of it gets to us so much. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm literally crying right now.
oh, my goodness. So the last thing is the photo in loving memory of John Riley. And Sharon gets a special guest appearance credit. Okay, two things. First, before we're going to get into viewer reaction, I think that the show is going to cut off the live broadcast, but the overflow will continue, so you can listen again and hear your comments on the air if we get cut off. I always have to warn people about that. So I don't have any complaints about the episode. I know there were two major ones brought up on social media. One is the absence of Frisco and Jack Wagner. We know how much Sean and Frisco meant in each other's lives, and it's a bit of a heartbreaker. But we don't know the reasons why it was. We don't know if Jack offered and declined. We don't know if the show didn't offer. It doesn't affect my enjoyment of this episode. Do you ladies agree?
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been great, but like you said, you don't know what's going on outside of the realm of the set, so we don't know if he was offered or, you know, that kind of thing. I personally would assume he was, because like you said, of how close they were, like character-wise and offset as well. So yeah, we don't know exactly what happened. Yeah, it's a little upsetting not to see him, but the episode still went over very, very well.
Yes, I agree. And the second one is about the presence of Peter. I'll tell you truthfully why that didn't bother me for two reasons. First, I needed time to recover from the other scenes going on in the show. And so the first time I watched it, I don't even remember seeing Peter, truthfully. And then upon rewatching it, he's part of Maxie's story. Sean was Maxie's godfather. And so what she's going through in the ongoing saga, it fits in. You know, we don't want it to take away from the John tribute, but it was minimal. And like I said, I needed the recovery time.
Definitely.
Do you have any thoughts about Peter? Same thing?
I don't even know who Peter is, so.
I think
he's on tag.
Yeah, Faison's kid. I didn't have a clue, frankly.
Yeah, he was a part of the blip. He was a part of the blips that happened. Like Paige said, they were nice little breaks to, like, go and grab another tissue out of the tissue box, and then you were back to Ireland with everything. But, yeah, apparently Faison had a kid, which is weird to me, and it was, like, a whole other side conversation. But anyway.
Okay, so now there were so very many comments posted on Twitter and Facebook so much love sent John and Sharon and Caitlin's way. And I wish we had time for all of them, but I'm going to just run through a small sampling of the reaction to the tribute. So here's Shannon Rosenthal. When Laura was talking with Tiffany about her life with Sean, Tiffany said they had a good 35 years, and that is rare for a soap couple. It's good to know that Sean and Tiffany were happy together and with Annie after they left Port Charles. That is rare. They got there happily ever after, so to speak. After Annie was told she passed the final test to become a WSB agent and she was talking with Tiffany, the words that Tiffany told Annie about her being her daddy's daughter, it was kind of like Sharon was personally saying that to Caitlin. Then the toast and the tears, those weren't only for Sean, but for John as well. When Robert was saying that he was so going to miss Sean, it felt like Tristan saying he was so going to miss John, knowing they were real good friends in real life. So exactly, Shannon, that's exactly how we feel. And let's see, who else? We got Becky Edwards Ford. She sent a very well thought out response with a lot of points, and we'd need a whole extra podcast just to detail them. But her incredible post is up at the Fans of John H. Reilly page on Facebook. So please go there and read everything she said because it's brilliant. She said, but here's a couple of her points. Thank you to GH for doing this to honor John and to treat the longtime viewers to a wonderful walk through memory lane. Thank you to Sharon Wyatt for participating. It was an absolute joy to hear her voice and her presence, as well as Kimberly's, Kimberly McCullough, totally made the episode complete. And having Maxie and Bobby react to Sean's death and wordlessly Ned made sense, and I'm glad the writers acknowledged all of the current characters on the canvas who would have known Sean and been effect passing. So, correct, just some of Becky's salient points. And now, more briefly, Norma Robinson, this was an amazing tribute to a legend. I'm too impressed. Let's see. Ms. Gary, bravo GH. Both Sean and John got a beautiful goodbye. And Sharon, it was wonderful to hear you. Cheers to all involved. Sharon Bueno, loved hearing Sharon's voice and hearing her say, darling, Miss Tiffany. Yes, we all miss Tiffany saying darling, don't we?
Uh-huh. Oh, that southern accent. You know it was her.
I know. How could anybody doubt that that was absolutely her?
I know. She lives in, Tennessee, so come on.
Yes. Michelle Eckers. Michelle Eckers. I watched the memorial and it was so bittersweet. I cried when I remember Sean, John, in the flashbacks, and then I laughed so much watching the wedding. He gave so much love to all, in and out of character, and that was very obvious. Somebody on Twitter named Pool Lover. Please tell Sharon how much she's loved and missed. She was always so beautiful and caring like Anna Lee. Tiffany was probably the closest to Lila we've ever seen. Send her love and prayers. That is a really sweet comment. Anna Leah's Lila Quartermain, because when you think of Anna, you think of somebody who was so beautiful and majestic and regal, and I love that comparison.
That's so sweet. That's incredible. I didn't see that one. I love that one. That's a good tweet. Good message.
Good tweet.
I didn't see that one either.
Yeah. She found up on the tweet. Okay, let's see. What else we got? Eric Ackerman, a friend of the site. Kudos to GH for delivering one of the most poignant and heartfelt episodes in its 58 years. That's another amazing one. When you think of 58 years of General Hospital, and there have been a lot of emotional episodes and not many that hit me harder than this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who else we got? Beck Schuster, such a lovable person and character. Sad day, beautiful tribute. Totally agree, Beck. Ish Kabibbles. Oh, that's a Twitter name. Ish Kabibbles.
Oh,
outstanding work by outstanding work by everyone involved. I'm so glad Sharon got to be a part of it. Clifford, it was also great seeing Annie do such an amazing and obviously an emotional job. It's true. We've talked about Caitlin and about how amazing she was. The social media was resplendent with people saying, bring her on the show permanently. You know, she's a WSB agent now. She can have lots of storyline. And it's amazing how on a show where when new people come on, everybody is sort of resistant because we want, because the veterans are what make General Hospital, but you bring somebody in like Annie and right away people connected with her. You felt like you knew this person because she was part her mom and part her dad, right? Is that why you took to her so quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's got the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
True.
Definitely. Dean Morgan, dear General Hospital, thank you for Friday's episode. Hearing Sharon White's voice as Tiffany was so comforting, and seeing many of the characters that made me a GH fan on the same episode honoring John was truly remarkable. Couldn't agree more, Dean. Jackie said, this hour really flew by. It was a great way to pay tribute to John Riley and shows how good GH can be when they focus on history and showcase characters we know and love. I think, you know, we always say this, if they focused on the thread, the common thread of what runs through General Hospital, more people would be watching it now. Like, I turn on the TV and they show what's coming up next on General Hospital. I'm like, who are these people?
<You know? laughs> I don't know any of them. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I just don't know them. Luke and Laura Forever, another friend of the site. I cried when I heard Tiffany's voice and saw her beautiful face on Laura's phone. Every time I think about it, I tear up. Me too. Laura and Tiffany friendship was very special. In fact, that sent me spiraling back to the Ice Princess days. I've been watching Ice Princess Daryl, and so I'm not watching Turn GH. I'm back in 1981 watching Karen White and Jeannie Francis. And that's when it all started.
Yeah, that's where it all started. So somebody tell me what 791 on the password means.
I don't know what 791 means, but we know what the Elsie May means, don't we?
Right, exactly.
I don't understand why that password was on a computer at an inn, but that's okay. Okay. Rose on Twitter said, GH, could we all give a shout-out to Sharon Wyatt for being the best surprise for John Riley's tribute? Please have her on the phone again soon. Cheers to Sharon. Tiffany Hill, our favorite film star. Yes, shout-out. Shout-out, Sharon. Oh, my God, we
Thank
love you.
Yeah.
Ash on Twitter said, whoever thought this concept up, thank you. It was brilliant and fun. What a joy to see Caitlin honor her dad and to hear precious Sharon's voice. To see all of these vets who acted with these two actors over the years was a treat. And then Ash later said, Annie is a spitfire. I freaking love it. Wait, Ash might have said this before that. I freaking love it. She has so many qualities of her mom and her dad. Yes, we agree. We just said that.
Mm-hmm.
And our longtime friend, Michelle, a.k.a. RHDA8386. I know what those numbers are. She said, oh, gosh, this all must be so real for these folks. So true. You know, it's like we were watching the tribute to Sean Donnelly, but we were watching the tribute to John Riley more than anything. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's what it was for me.
Okay, so before we wrap up, do you ladies have anything else? Did we not cover anything? Because I know we sort of zipped through some parts of the episode. Was there anything else you wanted to cover?
Yeah, one quick thing. When Annie was on the phone with her mother, I was very excited to hear that after, like, 30-plus years of being together, Tiffany was finally roped into one of their shenanigans, and she knew about the final cast. I was like, it took y'all, like, 35-plus years to finally rope her in, but they knew. They knew if they didn't, she would have come barreling through the door and demanded to know what was going on. So they were smart. Yes. They finally got it. They finally got it. Rope Tiffin. Okay.
That is brilliant. That is a brilliant observation.
Exactly.
Steph, do you have anything else?
No. I just, they did an awesome job. They did better than what I thought they would do. You know, you always have your doubts about how they do these memorial shows, but I believe General Hospital knocked it out of the park with this. And I don't believe, has there ever been a daughter or child play the role of another person's child, like their real life child on a soap opera? I don't know if that's
only
ever happened.
Only babies. Yeah, like only
right,
as babies.
So that was pretty cool, you know, to have his real-life daughter play his daughter on TV. So that was real special. I think that made the
absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that made for a great show for them, made for a great show for us, and made for a great podcast. So that about
woo!
All
it's been a long time.
It has been a long time. Be sure to join us for continuing discussions about Sean and Tiffany at the Fans of John H. Riley page and the Fans of Sharon Wyatt page on Facebook. I'm going to continue to post video clips there, and that will also be shared at Sharon's fan Twitter site at Sharon Wyatt 411. Okay, we know what those numbers stand for, too. And as always, the best part of doing this is getting to chat up Steph and Georgia. So thanks so much for doing it with me, ladies. I love you.
Always, I love y'all so much.
No.
I miss you guys.
I miss you now, too. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you at Facebook.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.